You're listening to KHUM 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM, in fact. Cut in Eureka, Arcata, and everywhere that there is beer.
That's true.
Yes. That I have Jen McFerrin in here from Eel River Brewery and Garrett Jacobs from Lost Coast Brewery. And luckily you have your emblems on your shirt.
Yes, yep. In case you weren't aware.
Yeah.
Right here.
Get us confused.
Well, I also have it down here on this piece of paper. And that's
you're super prepared then.
Super prepared.
Yeah. Humboldt Beer Week. It starts tomorrow.
Yep.
So. Humboldtbeerweek.org.
Well, yes, yep. That's the website, humboldtbeerweek.org. But, yeah, so tomorrow starts the longest week of the year. We just realized it's a 10-day week. Mm-hmm. So that's how much beer there is to be drank in this lovely county. So
yeah, and a lot of fun to be had. That's why we can keep it constricted to that 1 week norm.
Yeah,
it goes all the way up until April 10th.
Yep.
That's right. So, you know, basically all the breweries are participating. Tomorrow, the big kickoff event is up at Humbrews. So it's a beer and buffet dinner, and every brewery's got something on tap, and then there's food pairing to go with it. And then that's tomorrow's the big release of the collaboration beer, which all the breweries got together and brewed, which is a...
It's a dry Irish chocolate stout, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe you're right. And it's going to be poured on nitro.
Yeah, it's poured on nitro, so that'll be...
So you know it's good.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So, yeah, and...
And can you taste it while you're there?
Yeah. So basically, I think they're going to have it on tap at all the breweries. So, Eel River will have it. I know Lost Coast will. Mad River, Six Rivers. Humbrews will have it, obviously. Rubber Curtain, I think, will have it. And then Humboldt Regeneration. And then I think even, like, the local and Dead Reckoning may have it as well. It's, like, at all the big beer bars.
Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, sweet. Awesome. And there's a different major event in every single one of the breweries every night.
Yeah, every brewery has their own marquee event. Mm-hmm. So if you go onto our website, you can kind of just see the detailed list of everything that we have going on.
Yeah, so the big event on Saturday is the Homebrew Fest, which I know I'm sure the listeners here have heard a lot about, the Kamwapa Project. So that's on Saturday. And then Sunday is Humboldt Regeneration's event. So it's a Malt Appreciation Day. So that's up in McKinleyville, our own nano brewery. Do you know about Humboldt Regeneration?
No, I don't. Tell me about it.
Jacob out there, he grows all of his own hops and malt, and I don't know, I think he grows everything that he puts into that beer.
Oh, neat.
And then, yeah, and so it's kind of a small scale, but it's a really cool idea. So that's up on Sunday in McKinleyville. We've got at Eel River on Monday, it's a vertical tasting. So Triple Exaltation is in the old ale, and so we'll have pouring 2012, 13, 14, 15, and 16. We'll do a flight of those, and then there's going to be a lunch special and a dinner special to go with that. And then I think we're going to have like these cool little glasses that you can drink the beer in that makes it smell and taste better. So we'll have specials on that, and that's on Monday. And then yours is on Tuesday?
Yeah, Lost Coast, our marquee event is on April 5th. It's Tuesday, and it's called Beer Bingo and Bites Night. So we have four courses of tapas, each paired with one of our brews. But our final course is paired with a collaboration chocolate stout. So we're playing around with that a little bit. And following that, we're going to play some beer bingo and hand out some swag to all the winners. So we're selling tickets. That's $27 all-inclusive.
Oh,
and,
nice. Yeah. Right on. Yeah, I think we're still figuring out how much everything's going to cost. And then they've got another thing going on. Well, not to skip ahead, but on the 9th down at the brewery, at the new facility.
Yeah, at our new brewery right there next to the graveyard, I guess. We're having a pretty big event. We have a VIP party before where we're releasing two new brews. One is a peanut butter cup stout. So that one sounds really good. I'm excited for that. And we're doing a mango and passion fruit infused Sharknader. So we're releasing those to all our VIPs that are coming. We're selling 60 tickets for $20 a piece.
Oh, nice.
And doing tours. And we're having Lost Coast Cafe wings, which I have yet to try, but I heard they're tasty. So we're doing all that. Then following that, we're having live music. We're having food trucks.
It's going to be a big thing. A beer extravaganza.
Yeah, exactly. Beer extravaganza. That's what we named it.
Well, it's almost like I knew that. So then also we need to mention, too, Six Rivers has got their Firkin' Awesome Wednesday. So that's special cask releases up in McKinleyville on Wednesday night. And then on the 7th, Humbrews is going to be doing a big Humboldt tap takeover. So all the taps over there are going to have Humboldt beer.
Exactly. That event sounds like it's going to be a whole lot of fun. Each brewery gets three taps. Oh. So it's just going to be only Humboldt breweries on tap, and everyone's going to have a brewer there, so you can ask any question about any beer and fill your head with knowledge and fill your
That's
stomach
right.
with
educational beer. And delicious.
Yeah.
So that'll be good. And then we've got Mad River's special night is their cask night and a Cypress Grove cheese pairing. So that's on the 8th. And if I had a calendar, I'd know that was probably, that's probably Friday, I think, maybe. And then you got Rubber Curtain on Saturday with their special cellar releases on, that's on the 9th on Saturday. So we've got a ton of events at HumboldtBeerWeek.org is really where you want to go. And basically every brewery, every beer bar is doing something cool every day of the week. Yeah. And other days that are after the week.
And so you can keep track of all the fun stuff you did. We have a passport that you can go to any participating brewery and pick up. And you get it signed or stamped at each event. And when you hit the tally, you get to, at the end of Beer Week, go turn it in. And you automatically are entered for some cool swag from the participating breweries.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think it's like if you hit 7 or more, you turn it in and you can win some prizes. So it's like really you have to be motivated to go out there and drink the beer, get your little signatures, and, you know, make sure you have a designated driver if you're trying to hit more than one event or even – if you're just going to one, but there's something to do every single day of the week. And so, yeah, just trying to think of what else. And this is the 50th.
And you have a Facebook page too.
Yes.
We do.
Humboldt Beer Week is on Facebook. And then, yeah, all the events are listed on the website. Mm-hmm. And what else do we have to tell you? I don't know. It's going to be delicious.
Mm-hmm. This is definitely a event, not just for beer enthusiasts, but for anyone.
Yeah. Oh, and I should mention too, we're doing a Pink Boots event, which is like the women in beer. It's a Pink Boots Society is kind of like, you know, beer is sort of a male dominated industry. So some of the ladies in the local Humboldt beer scene, we're getting together on Monday night at the Humboldt Bay Tourism Center. So all the beers are on tap anyway from all the local breweries. And then we're just going to have a meet and greet. So, you know, it's welcome to everyone, males and females, but just come out and kind of mix and mingle and grab a beer with everyone. And you know, you got Meredith, who's co-owner of Six Rivers, Carrie, who's the head brewer at Lost Coast, you know, Margaret, we're hoping from Yale River comes down, one of the co-founders. So there's lots of ladies in this local beer scene. So it's kind of cool.
That's really awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Well, everybody go on out and check out HumboldtBeerWeek.org.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And remember, it's .org.
Yes.
Yeah, and if you have any problem, just go on our Facebook page. We have the link all there for you.
Yeah, sweet. And you'll have updates and stuff like that on your Facebook page as well. So
definitely.
Make sure to check it out.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you for coming in today.
Thanks,
thanks for having
we
us.
Decided that we're going to go ahead and end on Todd Snyder and Beer Run.
That's right.
It's going to be the weekly anthem next week.
Yeah, that's right.